We are joined this morning by way of telephone by the Lee County Judge Executive, Mr. Chuck Cottle. How are you doing today, Chuck?
I'm good, Ethan. How's everybody at WVLK?
WVLK? I don't know, but WSKV is doing pretty good, man.
You're right. I've been watching too much TV.
Dude, I totally understand. I've almost forgotten our own call sign a couple times as we've been, of course, depending on lots of other news media statewide, including media out of Louisville and out of Lexington, as, of course, the COVID crisis is being covered by so many people. So, but real quick, let's jump in. Of course, this is your first term as Lee County Judge Executive, and some have been saying that you're doing things a little bit differently when they're talking about you. What are some innovative new ways that you've been conducting the county's business as Lee County Judge Executive?
Well, this is the first I've heard I've been doing things in an innovative way. I mean, to be real, I speak with a lot of the judges on a regular basis, including the Powell County Judge. It seems to me like we share ideas and we say, okay, how can we help each other out? It's actually gone really well. But, I mean, some of the things we have done here is we're actually paying very close attention to what the governor is saying and doing. If the governor comes out with an executive order, I sit there and try to turn it into a Lee County, I do turn it into an executive order from Lee County and try to address specific issues here. We also have an EMA director, John Allen, who has been very proactive, and he is going out to all the different stores and seeing what their best practices are. And then what he does is he takes those best practices and walks around to other stores that are considered essential stores and saying, have you thought of doing this? Or have you thought about doing that? Best ways to practice social distancing. One of our real superstars here is Jack Gross at Jack's IGA. I mean, he's put up shields. He has disinfectant at every checkout lane. He has social distancing tape on the floor. He's being very proactive. This is great for people like me because then we don't have to sit there and try to enforce anything. And so I can sit there and say that most of our businesses in Lee County continue to operate and can if they want to. They just have to operate a different way. And the key thing that I think I have to do and that my staff has to do is that we have to go through the county and make sure everybody realizes this is a unique situation. This is something that we haven't had to deal with in our lifetimes, most of our lifetimes. But one of the things we do have to consider is the ability to stop the spread of this lies with each and every one of us. And I think that's something the governor's been saying to everybody else. That's been the focus of all of his speeches. We all can practice our own personal hygiene. We can practice personal social separation, and that will keep the spread of this from continuing on, and we got to flatten that curve out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, one thing I'd love to commend you on is, of course, your transparency and communication. Why have you made this a priority even before the COVID-19 outbreak?
One of the reasons that I got elected was a lot of the people kept telling me they don't know what's going on in the court. So, to a fault, as many have told me, I have sat there and tried to tell everybody everything I possibly can. If I can legally tell people what's going on at the courthouse, where the money comes from, where we spend it, how we discuss it, I want everybody in the community to know what's going on here because I think it is critical that everybody in the community be involved. I mean, we're not New York City. We're not Los Angeles. We have a few thousand people in each county. I have about 7,000 in Lee County. And there's no reason that all of us cannot be engaged and involved, not only to plan our future, but in this case, to plan how we're going to respond to a threat like COVID-19.
Absolutely, yeah. And, of course, you've already touched on a little bit of this, but, of course, with Three Forks Regional Correctional Facility, Lee County Schools and Tourism, and many other small businesses making up the economy of Lee County, what are some steps specifically that your office is taking to facilitate resources for them there?
Well, what we have done is we have reached out to the school system to find out if there are any gaps in who's getting fed. They're doing a great job. Right now, they're anybody under 18, whether you're a school member or not, the school has been taking food out and dropping off at homes or at checkpoints. They have, because of spring break this week, today they're going to be dropping out a week's worth of food. So they're working that way. Now, in terms of how we're going to deal with small businesses and issues like that, what we are doing is we're paying very close attention to what the governor's putting out what the federal government's putting out, and we're trying to let everybody know, if you are a small business, there are great loans out there. There are new programs that are specifically initiated to deal with COVID-19 problems that their businesses are going to have. And we're trying to make sure that everybody understands that there's a whole new way of looking at unemployment because of COVID-19. So we have I am staying in the office. Certain members of my staff are staying in the office, and we're keeping socially separated. It can actually be quite comical sometimes. But we're there to answer questions, and that's why I feel we're critical personnel.
Absolutely. Now, I did mention the tourism sector. That is one thing I've been getting kind of some differing reports from counties around the Gorge area, including Powell County here. What have you seen as far as, obviously, it's affected the tourism industry? Are you still seeing tourist visitors or not really?
Well, what I'm seeing late at night, I hear a rumor, I go check it out. Well, the one rumor I heard was there were scores of New Yorkers who were escaping the plague in New York, and they were coming down here filling our campgrounds. So last night I drove around Nassau Bridge and Lee County campgrounds. That was not the case. They were not overcrowded. There were not a lot of New Yorkers, you know, camped out here. So that's a completely false rumor. I also looked at, because the people are concerned, we are seeing during the day, because it's beautiful weather, people from Lexington, Ohio, and other places are coming out here to share the great outdoors. Now, the issue is that they're so crowded, it's probably not easy to practice social distancing. And of course, people send me all kinds of pictures showing them not practicing social distancing. So that is a concern, because I know in Powell County and in Lee County, you know, the fact that we are still clean, so to speak, we want to keep it that way. Now, the reality is we're probably going to have some COVID-19 come in here at the way it's spreading. It's not deadly to most of us. It's basically an annoyance to most of us. But that doesn't mean we should be sitting there and not following all the directives the CDC is giving us. I wish the people who were coming into the area from outside would heed the governor's statement. Stay home and be healthy. That's what he's saying. It's up to us all, as Americans, as Kentuckians, to sit there and appreciate that we could be carriers and not know it, and we should be staying home to stay healthy. That's a simple message, but unfortunately, when we're young, we kind of think we're invincible, and it's not going to happen to us, and even if it does happen, it's not going to hurt us. But I think every young person should realize that they could, I'm not saying they will, but they could unknowingly carry that virus back to grandma, and it could be a death.
Right. Now, changing gears as we head kind of the wrap-up here. Of course, prior to being judge executive there in Lee County, you had a variety of opportunities as a member of the armed forces, an actor, a newspaper owner, a camp facility owner in the Red River Gorge area there. What would you say at this time, this moment of time, has been one of the life experiences that you're drawing from as you're offering support in the role of judge executive right now? How and why?
Well, they all give me elements, because I do sit there and I understand, because I was an entrepreneur, what the issues are for entrepreneurs. I also understand, having worked in the media, that how the word gets out and how important it is that we have the media. But I would say the Navy experience I had at managing a naval base for 4 years is the key thing here, because what it's allowed me to do is look at this thing in a very broad way and not get focused on just the number of cases that are coming, just the number of deaths, but looking at the overall impact on our community, our region, and our state.
Absolutely. Now, of course, folks just tuning in, this is Lee County Judge Executive Chuck Cottle, and I've got just one more question for you, Chuck. During this COVID-19 crisis, what has been your go-to comfort food?
My go-to comfort
your
food?
We all have it. What's your go-to comfort food, Chuck?
Well, and I'm going to tell you what. My road supervisor's daughter, he actually sent me pictures when they were social isolated. They made a cake, and that just got me going. So I went out and bought some brownie mix and jelly beans. So brownie with jelly beans has been my comfort food. I've gone through about 5 pans of it.
That is fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better choice there. Thank you so much for your time, Judge, and we really appreciate all the work and effort that you're putting in there in Lee County.
Well, thanks, Ethan, and listen, keep up the good work at keeping the community informed.
We'll do our best. Thank you.